good one.
So even though there was a certificate of pardon, we're still going to deny it?
Where?
Number eight. Eight, but that one still showed a Nick's hit.
Right, but he didn't show up, so he's okay.
Just did it.
We had a hard show up, yeah, that's the reason. Still have to show up.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Case number 12. 23-136. Good morning, everybody. I have to check. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Corporal Brian Kowalski, K-O-W-A-L-S-K-Y, issuing authority, Town of Colchester.
Do you say corporal?
Corporal, yes, ma'am.
And counsel for the record?
Ralph Sherman, representing the appellant.
Okay. Corporal, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. The appellant applied to Colchester for a pistol permit July of 2022. My role is to go through in-house records and see what we have on the applicants. I located, because we are a resident trooper town, I located an incident out of Brooklyn, Connecticut. I can see statewide in-house systems, where there was the appellant appeared to lock his girlfriend in an apartment that neither one of them live at. The apartment owner or slash occupant came home, found the appellant's girlfriend locked in the basement. She seemed to be yielding a box cutter knife as if she was waiting for her attacker to return and find her. She was in there for an extended period of time. There were food wrappers found down there with her, and she was let out by the homeowner. The state police were called. That was a Brooklyn incident. So I discovered that in my in-house search. I became concerned for suitability.
Attorney Sherman, would you like to make an opening statement?
I'll pass, thank you.
Okay. Did you want to add? That was pretty extensive. Did you want to say anything else? It's your turn to tell us anything you'd like us to know, is what it comes down to.
When she was located, she was covered in dirt, leaves, and a cobweb in her hair, possibly indicating there was some sort of altercation that took place. That's it.
Attorney Sherman, do you have any questions for the corporal?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Corporal, you talked to the appellant about this. Let me back up. I assume that you're basing your testimony on a report that I think you sent to me, incident date 8/29/18.
Yes, sir.
Is that right? Primary Officer Kevin M. Point.
Yes, sir.
All right. Did you ask the appellant for his side of what happened here?
I did not.
Oh, okay. Did you contact the alleged victim?
I did not.
Okay. How do you explain that she was locked in the basement, but she got out?
The occupant of the apartment came home and found her in the basement.
But doesn't it say in the report the occupant came home and found food wrappers in the kitchen that they couldn't make head or tail of?
I believe it said there was a Burger King wrapper left.
Yeah,
a
right.
Bag of Burger King downstairs with her.
But that's not in the basement. Doesn't make sense, does it? On my living room coffee table, I think there was a Burger King bag, beef jerky bag, and a grinder roll. The trash was not on the coffee table when I left in the morning.
I thought that was with her in the basement, coffee table in the basement.
Well, that's not what it says in the report, right? It says living room, coffee table.
Okay.
And it says the homeowner heard a female voice reply, "Hi," like she was happy. She said hi like nothing was wrong and like she knew me. Were you able to establish any connection between the appellant and the homeowner? Or
no.
Apartment, the tenant, okay. Or between the alleged victim and the tenant of the apartment?
Nope.
Okay. Okay. And you have nothing further other than this report, right?
Correct.
Okay. If it weren't for this report, you would have issued a permit?
I did not see anything else in his in-house involvement.
Okay. So you would have issued a permit?
Absent this incident, yes.
Okay. All right, very good. I have nothing further. Thank you.
Does the board have questions for the corporal?
Ms. Johnson.
Were there any charges against the appellant in this case?
It does not appear so, no. And again, it wasn't my agency that handled this, so I don't know why not.
I know. Familiar with that agency very well. I saw the emergency committal for the person who was in the basement, and that's about it. Am
yes,
I
ma'am.
Reading that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect.
They looked into potential sex assault that was unfounded and further supplements. But that's it.
Okay.
Nothing else.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Other questions by the board? Any other witnesses, Corporal?
No, ma'am.
Attorney Sherman, it's your case.
Thank you. I would like to call Carrie Imprody, who is identified in the report as the alleged victim.
Uh-huh.
So would you state your name for the record, please?
Carrie Imprody. I'm the appellant's girlfriend.
Did you know your last name?
I am P as in Papa, R-O-T-E.
And how long have you known the appellant?
We've been together almost 8.5 years. 7.5 years.
Do you live together?
We do.
How long?
7 years.
Okay. All right. And so you heard the, let me start with this. Let me just start with a general question. Do you know of any reason he should not get a permit?
I do not.
You do not, okay. You support him getting a permit, is that correct?
I do.
Okay. Now, you heard the testimony about this incident 2018 in Brooklyn, right?
Yes.
And you've seen this report, right?
I have read the report.
Okay. And let me start again with kind of a broad question. You're being, no, let me draw that question. Was the appellant involved in any way in this incident?
No.
So would you tell the board, please, what happened here?
Certainly. I saw Mike before work.
The appellant.
I'm sorry. Apologize. The appellant. Before he went to work.
Which would have been about what time of day?
7:30, 8 o'clock.
In the morning?
In the morning,
okay.
Yes.
Where was he working at the time?
The public health department in Hartford.
Okay. So commuting to Hartford from Colchester.
That's
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Saw him off around 7:30 in the morning, go
yes.
to Hartford. Good.
I had an appointment for a haircut 10, 11 o'clock in the morning in Norwich. I got my haircut, and I do not remember driving north of Brooklyn. I do remember hitting the curb, having a flat tire. I attempted to change it myself. A gentleman drove by and helped me change the tire. Then I do not remember any of the, my next memory was walking out of the basement, waking up in the basement, walking out of the basement.
Basement
saying,
of what?
Basement of this apartment, this stranger's apartment.
In Brooklyn?
In Brooklyn.
Did you know the tenant?
Did not.
Okay. Do you have any idea how you got into the basement?
I did not.
Okay.
I walked up the stairs. I was yelling Mike's name because I was confused. I walked directly out of the apartment onto the front lawn. The gentleman who helped me change my tire drove past and said, "You're still there." The owner of the apartment was telling me to stop, don't go anywhere. I was in the front seat of my car when the police came up behind me, questioned me. I got out of the car. They searched the car. I answered their questions. I was put into an ambulance and taken to the hospital where I spent the night, and I was released the next morning.
Now, do you know why you are unable to remember much of this incident?
At the time, I was suffering from metallosis, which in my particular situation, exacerbated by alcohol, let's not forget that. I did have alcohol on board. Metallosis in my situation was caused from a metal-on-metal hip implant, which had caused metal shavings, specifically chromium and cobalt, to be released into my body. I had a significant pseudotumor, which was which I went in for surgery within a month of this incident. Now there, had the metal-on-metal hip implant removed, had some of the pseudotumor removed. I was in the hospital and then in rehab for the hip problem. I have no excuse for my behavior. I only have that explanation. I was closely monitored in between that time and when I went in for surgery. It was, I believe, the 15th of September when I had that surgery done. So the side effect of metallosis is some psychosis, that is what I believe was happening on that day, why I have lapses in memory and lapses in judgment.
So you don't know why you ended up in Brooklyn?
I can speculate. The getting back on to 395 in Norwich on 32 is tricky, and I believe I took the north exit, the north entrance to 395, and just kept driving.
Did you have any reason to go to Brooklyn?
I did not. I didn't even know where Brooklyn was when they told me where I was.
Did you have other symptoms? Did you know from the metallosis? Did you notice that things didn't seem right in your mind?
There were some incidents that summer that of questionable judgment, confusion, it was a terrible time. I was not myself.
So you had surgery that resolved this problem a few weeks after the incident.
That's correct. Yes.
And any problems since then?
No.
So that resolved as far as your mental state?
My body absorbed the remainder of the pseudotumor, and my mentation came back to normal within 6 months after the surgery. I would say that I had normal mentation.
Okay, then, so that would be like 5 years now, right?
That's correct. That was in 2018. And when the surgery was performed, yes.
Okay.
And I'm in very good health now.
So between the time that morning that the appellant went to work in Hartford, mm-hmm. and the time that the police sent you off in the ambulance, mm-hmm. did you have any contact with the appellant?
Not that I recall, no.
Okay. Thank you. I have nothing further.
May I add that the basement was unlocked. I walked right up the stairs and right out the front door. I remember that very clearly.
Do you remember telling anybody that you've been locked in the basement?
No, I do not. And I don't recall carrying anything with me.
You're referring to the box cutter?
That's correct. I do not recall having anything in my hands on the front lawn or walking up from the basement.
Thank you. I have nothing for you.
Corporal, do you have any questions for the witness?
Not at this time.
Does the board have any questions for the witness, Ms. Johnson?
I do. What were the results of the Day Kimball Hospital evaluation? What were the results of the Day Kimball Hospital evaluation?
Do you know?
No.
You mean of the alleged victim?
Yeah.
Well, I think the report states that the results as far as sexual assault were negative.
Yeah, but if she had an altered mental status, I'm kind of curious of what the evaluation showed.
Do you know?
Since she's not the appellant, her medical record isn't under
review. We don't have to get it. Yeah.
Sort of tangential.
You may or may not remember, was the appellant your boyfriend at the time of this?
Yes.
Is that why he's listed as a witness for this, because he was contacted to find out why you may be in Brooklyn?
He's the owner of the car. Through a funny little quirk, when I bought the car, I didn't have a Connecticut license, and so the registration and ownership papers were in Mike's name. So I believe they contacted Mike, and I'm glad they did contact Mike, because he is the owner of the car.
I'm glad you're feeling better. That sounds hellacious.
It was a tough time.
Yeah. No fun having metal parts. Back to you, Madam Chair. Other questions by the board?
I'm curious how the appellant was notified. Did the police contact the appellant, given that the car was registered in his name?
I do intend to call the appellant next.
Oh, okay.
But as the alleged victim had 98% of the information, I wanted to get the mystery over with as quickly as possible, because it's a very mysterious report.
Thanks, Ralph.
Other questions for the witness? Okay. Attorney Sherman, other witnesses.
All right, so I'd like to call the appellant, please.
Yes.
So tell the board, please, how old are you?
I'm 56.
56, and where do you work?
The State Health Department on Capitol Avenue.
What do you do for work?
I'm an epidemiologist, and I'm principal investigator for the Connecticut Violent Death Reporting System.
And how long have you been with the Department of Public Health?
It'll be 10 years.
Okay. And that's a full-time job?
Yes.
Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday.
8:30 to 4:30?
Yes.
Okay. And you've heard the testimony about this incident in Brooklyn involving Carrie, right?
Yes.
So, excuse me. On that particular day, did you go to work in Hartford in the morning?
Yes, I did.
About what time did you leave the house?
About 7:30.
Okay. And did you have any contact with Carrie after that day?
No.
No, not at all?
Not at all.
And were you contacted by anybody in connection with Carrie that day?
At about 4:30, I got a restricted phone call, and it was coming from Troop D. And the trooper asked me, when's the last time you saw your girlfriend? I said, when I left for work this morning at 7:30. So.
Okay, and then what happened?
He asked questions about this incident that took place in Brooklyn. And I told the officer, I'm not even sure where Brooklyn is, because I've never been there, and I have to look it up on the map. So,
okay.
It was news to me as to what happened.
Okay. How did you feel when they told you what was going on?
I was disturbed as to what had happened, and I was concerned about Carrie's health and safety.
Do you know anybody in Brooklyn?
Absolutely not.
And no reason to go there?
No.
Okay. You were aware of the metallosis, or became aware
yes.
of it?
Yes.
And you support her testimony as far as it was doing things to her mind?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. And she's been okay now for 5 years plus?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. Nothing further.
Corporal, do you have questions for the appellant?
I do not.
Does the board have questions for the appellant? Right? Any other witnesses? Attorney
Sherman? No, thank
you. Hey, would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes, please. This has to be one of the oddest cases I've ever had in 33 years of practice. I was flabbergasted when I read this report. But I think that we've heard a reasonable and credible explanation of what occurred. And I understand that the issuing authority had reservations. It's notable to me that apparently nobody did any further investigation. They're not the issuing authority, and apparently not who investigated in the first place didn't really follow up very much. If this is all there is, but that's all there is, and all's well that ends well, and everybody's good, and obviously their relationship is good, so I think he's a suitable person. Thank you.
Thank you, Attorney Sherman. Corporal, would you like to make a closing statement?
This was not my investigation. This is all I had to go on. That's all I have.
Any comments by the board?
Very useful clarification on the details of the circumstances. To me, it appears that the appellant was not involved in any other way than the vehicle being registered in his name and receiving a call later in the day. And he was understandably concerned about the welfare of his partner.
Other comments? See none. Dr. Conrad.
For the appellant.
Mr. Gray.
The appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Ms. Johnson.
Yep, appellant.
Chair votes appellant, 5-0 in favor of the appellant. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.